Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
Key change, baby. Key change, baby. Key change, baby. That's right. It's Water Cooler, episode number 69 plus one. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, this is the sideshow of Resume, where I hang out with my cruel digital buds. We drink some beers or, you know, anything, and we hang out. It's nice. It's a good time. Well, I think it's nice. I don't know. That was Gary, by the way.
Oh, how dare you.
So let me introduce everybody who's here. We have Matt Fondelier.
What's up, my friend?
What's up? Nothing much, my friend.
My friend?
Kalen Bean is back.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend. Yeah, we were worried about your friend.
Hello.
Hello. Well, we'll hear about
somber.
We'll hear about your story. Oh, I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Guess we'll find
out. There's a lot going on with him. I mean, definitely not the Warriors, though. That should be keeping him up. And Gary Smith's here.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. That's actually how Matt and I greet each other.
Just normally.
Yeah.
Me and Matt do that often as well.
Yep.
What?
I don't even know what it's from, but I've heard you guys do it all the time.
It's from Arrested Development.
Oh. Yeah, Arrested Development.
It's how Buster would greet people.
Gotcha.
It's good stuff.
And that other voice you're hearing, that's right. The real Nick Davis.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. Mike Dawson is not here, but he was here just a mere minutes ago. He very graciously paid for our lunch today. I'm in a food coma.
Oh, man, it was great.
I'm full. I'm fed.
I'll tell you, this morning I did not have time to pack lunch, and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And then the thought occurred to me, maybe, just maybe, and guess what? All my problems were solved.
Yeah. So Mike
delicious.
Mike Dawson returned from the Bay Area. His mother's doing fine. Thanks for all the well wishes. I'm saying that from him. And yeah, he was supposed to come on the show. Before the show, he's like, I'm hungry. Let's eat. I want to buy you guys the Habit, second best burger in California. We've been over this. And so he got us all the Habit. We ate. And then Mike says, I don't feel good. I need to lie down. And he just ran out.
And he did not look good.
Yeah,
and he wasn't jiving.
He really wanted to be on the show.
He does not feel
yeah.
well. And I've definitely had those days here where I come in and I'm totally fine. And then something happens and I'm just really, really sick very fast.
Yeah, that happened quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed minutes. He was, sitting
minutes.
Next to us just hanging out. And then yeah. something happened. I don't think it was a habit. I don't think food poisoning
no.
can happen that fast, right?
I don't think it was
no,
either.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think he probably just had something brewing most of the day, and I don't know.
Listen, we love the Habit, and if anyone wants to send us free Habit, we're going to eat that food. So.
Or any food.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. I'm just trying to put a positive spin on the situation, yeah. you guys. I'm sorry that he had to leave, but let's get something
yeah.
out of it.
Definitely wasn't the Habit. We
no,
enjoy the Habit.
The Habit is
we
always
welcome the Habit.
Second best burger in the state.
In the state. Easily. Gary says no. Oh, well, whatever. What are you
doing? Gary. I'm trying to get fucking free burgers,
guys.
Bro.
Yeah, we get some burgers. Anyways, thank you, Dawson.
Why are we cornering ourselves into the Habit?
And if you guys want to show Dawson, you know, send him some get well, just bark at him on Twitter again. Let's just keep that going.
Keep it going.
Because that's funny to me.
Lots of positive emojis that
yeah.
also helps.
Oh, all the emojis. Yeah, the more emojis, the better.
That
how
helps.
Many? How many characters, how many emojis do you get?
You can do, well, 140, but I mean, here's the thing. Be creative. Tell a story.
That's right.
Oh,
don't just throw random emojis at them. Find a way to tell a story
yeah,
using emojis.
Communicate. I like those, the tweets that are just emojis that just tell the story.
Oh, some of the funniest things I've ever seen are Aziz Ansari doing the whole Kanye album in emojis.
Jordan Peele did The Shining in all emojis.
Yeah, he did, and that was excellent.
That was a great one.
Yeah. So, yeah, tweet him your emojis, bark at him, everything, and send Dawson your good vibes, and he will get better soon. Let's see. Oh, a lot going on. We got Shea Fondelet. That's returned.
Yay.
Woo!
Woo!
Ow!
Your number one fan, Dawson, is not here for that, but
I know. He's been missing.
I'll pick up the slack.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, your number one enemy is still here. And then Kalen also has a flick in the bean. But let's get some Shea going. I'm curious.
Oh, God.
All
we're diving right into it?
Yeah, let's go right into it.
All right, let's do it.
I've been aching. I'm hungry again. So, Matt, we must ask.
What's on the menu?
Well, this week, I'm not going to tell you what's on the menu. I'm going to tell you what's not on the menu.
Jesus Christ.
Bugs.
Oh.
This is like the new trend. Everyone's eating bugs now.
Protein, baby.
I don't like it.
Protein, baby.
Protein, baby.
Am I the That's only one who doesn't test. Find that to be the most hilarious thing in the world? I think it's somewhat humorous, but
it was a funny thing to watch. I regretted
but
laughing
I've moved,
at
but
it
I've moved
ever
on.
Since.
What?
I don't think you change, baby. Like, yeah, it was an interesting thing to watch one time, but then I was done for the day.
What are you guys talking about?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think
I'm with Gary on this one.
I don't think you guys understand.
He didn't see a frame of the video, so there was also visual gags as well.
Let me speak on behalf of the people who saw the video.
But we're not getting those from you guys going keychain baby over and over again. So I'm a little off.
I'm just saying our enthusiasm.
You should tell people where to see this video.
Yeah, so just Google it, YouTube it. It's a Maya Rudolph, hilarious. And just the words key change baby.
There you go.
And she sings a song.
It's a very funny video to watch one time and then never reference again.
And I love
key changes. Seconds after the video finished.
I believe it came from Michael Bolton's Valentine's special or whatever on Netflix, made by the Lonely Island fellers.
That would make sense.
And it is much more hilarious than Gary or Matt are painting it to be.
Agreed.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I'm glad.
Motherfuckers
that, I'm
getting creepy now because it's a
there's the same person
baby.
In this room.
Listen,
who agrees
Camp Fondelier knows the truth about this, so we're all good.
Right. Damn right,
we're all good.
I'm not putting that in the bean scale either. All right, so but
how
Matt.
Dare you throw me off of my Chez Fondelier segment?
What are you talking about? Protein baby.
No, that song is what did it.
Protein baby. We lost all the listeners.
Yeah. All right, so I know I'm taking a really hard stance on this.
No bugs. That's not on the menu. You won't eat any bugs. You ate escargot, if I recall.
My cargo?
I have had escargot before. That was good. All right. Well, listen, there's exceptions to every rule.
That
was good.
That doesn't even count. Escargot is just like drowned in garlic butter.
Thank you.
Put on bread.
Exactly.
All you're tasting is garlic butter.
Okay, then let me drown some grasshopper in some garlic butter. You want some praying mantis, extra garlic? Yours. I'll make it for
you. I never said I wasn't down with the bugs.
I came up with something. It's called the sandwich test. And you take whatever edible thing you can think of and you put the word sandwich after it. Doesn't work for bugs. Any kind of bug.
Doesn't work for a lot of things. This is fucking retarded. Milkshake sandwich.
Sign me up. Are you kidding me?
That's true. Yeah, I'd eat anything in a sandwich. I mean, spaghetti sandwiches are really good. A lasagna sandwich.
I don't want a bug sandwich. I don't want a spider sandwich. No, thank you.
Sandwich.
I also don't like the idea this is being normalized because I do feel like the only time that it's going to be acceptable to eat bugs is in like a post-apocalyptic scenario. So the more that we start to normalize this, the closer we're getting.
Let me pause the question. Is this getting normalized or is this getting normalized in Silver Lake?
Well,
I heard it was
Seattle.
A Seattle Mariners
Old
baseball game. Everybody ate roasted grasshoppers.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you,
and they sold out.
I watched my dog eat a grasshopper over
seven.
The weekend, and it was fucking amazing. It was hilarious.
Wait, what did he eat?
A grasshopper.
Oh.
It was insane. It was like
it was
watching.
Alive?
Oh, yeah. It was like watching a planet Earth unfold with the dumbest predator on Earth. It was so fucking funny. But that's the context with which I want to see someone eating bugs. I don't want to be at a restaurant. When I go to a restaurant, I like looking at the waiter bringing the food by to everybody. I don't want to be like looking at bugs and stuff all the time. I'm not down with it, Chris.
You won't. Huh? You had escargot. I don't know. I think with the right seasoning, the right doneness.
The right doneness.
Right preparation, you mean?
Yeah. In Asia, street food, a lot of them are bugs.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
It's gross. Totally gross. Here's what I'm thinking. There's really three scenarios in which eating bugs is okay. Survival.
Desert island.
Totally get it. I'll also throw in game show, because if there's money on the line, you got to eat bugs.
All right, Joe Rogan.
Right.
Survival game show is number three.
Yeah. Survival game. No. Number three, gummy form. I have no problem with gummy worms.
Oh, how dare you? I'm going to throw my drink in your face. Matt's so pleased with himself right now.
Idiot.
You got mad at my protein baby song and you give me gummy worms?
I'm just saying.
Gummy worms are delicious, though.
That scenario. Yeah, like the mud, like mud pie or whatever was that called? Like,
oh, yeah.
The thing
mud
with
pie.
The Oreo crumble.
Mud. Dirt pie. Dirt.
Mudslide.
No, it's no. Right. The dirt.
You guys
cup.
All know
a
what I'm
cup.
Talking about. That, go ahead.
Yeah.
Have all the gummy, creepy crawlies that you want.
Those are good. Yeah.
I don't like the gummy and the chocolate mixed together. I'm not a big fan of the sweets, but the chocolate and the gummies together, that's not a
chocolate covered gummy and not the best thing.
Don't think so.
That's a very good point. There's a really good like a Jewish snack that's like a raspberry jelly that's dipped in chocolate. That's kind of like a gummy thing. Those things are pretty bomb, but that's probably the only thing I could think of.
I like gummy worms. I only like the clear kinds of gummies, like the like the clear gummy worms. Like the sour ones are good too, like the bright crawlers and neon bright crawlers. But I prefer my gummy to be clear, because then there's that other kind of gummy that's you can't see through it, and they usually cover that in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. And they do it with gummy bears and gummy worms and other gummy things.
You're more of a translucent.
You want that
man.
See-through gummy.
I like the see-through.
I get it, man.
It's not good until you see through it, just like a Krusty burger, you know?
All right, I'm going to wrap up my bug talk with just one more.
No, keep it going, man. Gary, I only
have like one more note.
No, I actually agree with this Chez Fondelet more than probably any other one.
What about the type of bug Dawson has?
Say what now?
He's got a sickness.
Oh, that I yeah, would not eat that kind of bug either. The only way that I feel like I could maybe get on board with it, it had to be done very subtly. For example, if it was done as part of like a sauce. Like if they somehow have some kind of sauce that you put on your steak or something, like an A1 alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know if I want to have cockroach sauce, but maybe I would be okay with that. Or like Doritos chips, like a chip flavor. I feel like Doritos gets it right most of the time. They can make like a bug flavor chip that might be okay.
It bums me out that we haven't gotten used to eating bugs.
See, I'm so glad that we have.
Why?
Because there's so many of them. Like, let's just... They're I could go hunting in my bathroom.
Yeah,
like,
and I think it's propaganda to Chris, keep us ever? Poor that we're not all eating bugs or anything.
Well, here's one option. I was on Facebook and I saw this video a little while ago of a kid I went to school with who started a project where he'd take bugs and essentially just ground them up and make like protein bars out of them, and add a couple extra flavoring. So it's pretty much just like eating a protein bar just made out of bugs instead.
Was it good?
I didn't try it. I just saw him making it, and everyone seemed to like it in the videos, but it was a promo video. So
those are all actors. They're all paid. It's all super gross.
I feel like you could grind up some bugs and put it into some kind of protein bar and actually make it taste like
protein. Why?
Yeah, because there's a lot of protein in it. It's good for you.
But we don't have a shortage of ways to get protein.
It's cheap. It's super cheap.
It's cheap.
You could probably make some money out of that.
It's everywhere.
All right. I have not gotten to the bug level of poverty yet.
This is what I'm talking about.
If you guys have, or if you guys want to eat bugs, I'm cool with that. But don't ask me to.
You guys want to be in the apocalyptic scenario where everyone's eating bugs, and this is something we've already been doing, so we're ready to go for it, then be my guest. But that's not the world I want to live in.
Dude, I co-signed this Chez Fondelet 1,000%.
And that's what's not on the fucking menu.
Yay! I don't agree with the message, but I respect the art.
Thank you.
With Chez Fondelet this week. So, thank you, Matt, for that hot take. A lot of show today. A lot of show. But
stay tuned, man. Yeah,
so please don't go anywhere.
Who has to follow that?
Well, I'll tell you who has to follow that. Blue Apron.
Oh.
Blue Apron.
You know what you're not getting from Blue Apron?
Yeah, not getting bugs. Not getting bugs.
You aren't, but you are getting some amazing meals. That's right. I made a spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza the other day with olives, bell peppers.
It sounds like I had a lot of protein in it.
Ricotta salsa.
Sounds pretty great.
It's a lot, I mean. Yeah. It's
expensive.
No, it's not.
It came from Blue Apron.
Parmesan crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli. And then you know what I do? I throw my own bugs on there as a garnish.
Terrible move. Blue Apron not going to endorse that.
Yeah, my peppercorn grinder's full of ladybugs.
Yeah,
ladybugs. Jesus.
They stink.
Anyways, but Blue Apron, these meals are so good, you can put any kind of bug on it. It'd still be delicious.
There's a big asterisk mark next to that one.
But you don't have to, because it's already so good. And the fresh ingredients delivered right to your home. Beef, chicken, pork come from responsibly raised animals, and those are like the normal proteins you get. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming, and I swear, the best part of my week, other than doing the water cooler, is getting my Blue Apron shipment to my door, and I can just start cooking. I've become a better cook. I have. It's nice, and the directions are so easy and so simple. Like, if you want to impress, if you're having a girl over and you're a single dude and you're like, you don't really have, you know, if you're just making her like raw hot dogs and milk, if you really want to impress her, just, yeah, get some Blue Apron.
Heat up one of those hot dogs and get her the milk.
heat up some Blue Apron. Or you can cook it. It's really simple. It takes like 40 minutes average for you to make the meal, and you can impress her and just lie to her and say that you came up with that yourself.
Just make sure you put the pepper shaker away when you go to Chris's house.
Yeah, don't touch my pepper. Maybe you'll like it. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. That's free food for you guys with free shipping. It's all free. Just go to blueapron.com/resume. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/resume. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Oh, Kalen.
Yo.
I'm so happy you're here, man.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you are. We kind of brushed... we told a little bit of your story just based off of what we knew.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen to us. So Kalen got into a pretty unusual motor vehicle accident.
Yeah.
And why don't you just tell us what happened and where you're standing? Because this is why Kalen sounds a little bit down.
A little morose.
And I don't blame him. So let's just hear what happened. And maybe if you listeners have any advice, you can don't worry about him because he's not on any social media. Yeah. You can't help him. Tweet it to Dawson.
Yeah, tweet Dawson. Say, tell Kalen for me.
Yeah, so tweet whatever advice you have to at Dos Angeles. Go ahead, Kalen.
All right, so I was leaving work last Monday, not yesterday, a week ago. And it was probably about 4:15 or so. I'm waiting at the light, right, to get onto the freeway. Sitting behind about six or seven cars. Light turns green. I take my foot off the brake, and then bam, just huge impact at the back of my car. A guy on a motorcycle. Glass everywhere. Like, the dude's helmet visor was in my front seat.
Front seat?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
There was glass all over my car. I vacuumed it all out, but I'm still, like, not putting Ringo in the back there just because I'm worried there's still some glass back there. But luckily, like, my car's still drivable, and, like, the lights are broken. But, like, the light plates are broken. The actual bulbs still work. So I can still kind of drive it around during the day. I just don't want to drive it at night for, you know, just in case one of the lights isn't working right or something. So at least it's still drivable, which is great. But, yeah,
The back end, we'll post a picture on my website if you don't mind.
Yeah, the back end is caved in.
It's caved in. The whole window's gone.
The bumper is pretty messed up. And
the dent is your entire back end, like from the top to the bottom. Like there's
this
is a motorcycle.
It's a motorcycle, yeah.
Almost impossible to believe it's a motorcycle when you see the picture.
Yeah.
What happened to the other guy?
The other guy's still in the hospital. I thought that he was pretty badly injured. I mean, after it happened, he was moaning and groaning in pain and just laid down till the ambulance came. I thought he was probably drunk because I had no idea how he just hit me that fast with like one other car behind me. But I got the police report back today, and it turns out he was not drunk.
Not only was
he not drunk, but he also, I mean, he got broke both his arms and had a cut on his head. And I thought it was a lot worse. I thought he might have, like, a lot of problems.
If you just broke both of your arms from looking at the back of your car, and that was a motorcycle, he got off pretty easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That looked really bad. How fast was he going? Did they tell you?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. But it must have been between like 30 and 45. 40,
it looks like he just didn't let off the brake. Like he just was just cruising.
It had to have been.
And just slammed
into. It had to have been 30 or more.
And that, like, in a car, like a person texting, that makes a little bit of sense. But a motorcycle, you're always aware. Like, I think you have to be ultra aware when you're on a motorcycle. And you're not going to be on your phone. There's no, like, your head is always straight. You're always looking up. Like, I don't understand how. I mean, people are going to be like, oh, I drive a motorcycle. It's easy to do that. But I don't know. Like, it seems weird that happens.
That's why I thought he was drunk, because I couldn't understand how, like, me just dead at a stop with a bunch of other cars in front and behind me, he somehow managed to hit me as fast as he did, like, at the angle that he did, when we were just a bunch of cars, like, waiting for the lights to change.
Maybe he thought his accelerator was his brake.
I don't know.
Yeah, could be anything.
So I've been dealing with that, but again, it hasn't been too bad. Unfortunately, my insurance isn't covering it because I just have liability, just a basic one. He doesn't have insurance.
Oh!
So I have to deal with him directly.
Did the police report say what, if anything, like he's getting charged with? Like he's got to be ticketed for reckless driving and driving without insurance, I'm imagining.
Probably. I didn't look for what they ticketed him for. I just kind of wanted to see, like, if he was drunk, what damages he sustained, and that sort of stuff.
Where's Garrigus? Get Garrigus in here.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, and it's funny enough, August, a stone pelican, drove by about 2 minutes after it happened.
Also
that's what Justice was leaving work, yeah. And, my car was caved in, motorcycle in the middle of the road, drove by. What happened?
Like,
yeah. got hit by a motorcycle, yeah. He gave me a little bit of advice.
What did he say?
He just said, yeah, I was like, I pulled the car off. I was like, should I move it some more? He goes, no, don't move it at all. You know, take a lot of pictures, get his information, all that kind of stuff.
and just drove away.
Then just drove away.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave you advice.
There's a pretty pretty badass side story that you skipped over where you guys had to try to find the license of the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, a few days later, Rob and Tom came up to me and they said, hey, I think we saw that motorcycle, because I wanted to see if he was insured, and I wasn't going to be able to get the plates until the police report came back. So Rob and Tom said, hey, I think we saw that motorcycle sitting in this
there's junkyard. There's a police impound lot, like,
right behind
our shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in there. All right, so I'm going to go take a look at it. So I walked around, and I saw the motorcycle in there. And in there was a guy walking around, like, doing stuff. And I kind of just walked up and walked in. He's like, hey, you can't be in here. And I was like, oh, I just need to get this license plate right here. I just need to get this license plate. He's like, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. Can't let you in here. I was like, I just need to take one quick picture. Just need to write it down. No problem.
Oh, I love where this is going.
So somehow I just kept saying, like, I need the plate. This bike hit me. I need the plate. And I guess he thought I meant it was my bike at one point. So he's like, so he just 180'd real quick. He was like, here, take a picture of the plate. And he, like, lifted the plate up and I took a picture of it. I was like, okay, cool. And then so then I walked away, and then he saw my car, and he went, wait a sec, that's your car. I said, yeah, that's my car. I just got hit by the motorcycle. And he goes, oh, no, you can't take that picture. I was like, what are you talking about? You just let me take the picture. So he goes, no, you can't take that picture. So then I was in my car, and I was getting ready to leave. He's like, you got to delete the picture. I was like, oh, and I kept, like, just staring at the picture and then, like, looking at him at the same time, like, oh, I got to delete it. That's what I got to do. And I was just memorizing the plate in my head while I was saying that to him.
So then finally, I was like,
fine, delete it. Boom, boom. And then I just wrote it down in my notes right afterwards, sent that off to my insurance guy. He's like, yeah, he doesn't have insurance. I was like, fuck.
So. Whoa. Mission Impossible 6, Kalen.
So how goes the search for the new door? Luckily, it looks like there's only one piece of Kalen's car that's damaged.
Everything works fine, right?
I do need a new bumper. I mean, my bumper is definitely damaged, and the lights, like I said, the lights are broken. So
please send your back doors and your bumpers to the address at chrisloxmana.com.
Yeah, I was just looking at like individual back doors online, and I found a couple good ones for like cheapest one was like $600, and a couple of them ranged up to like $1,400. But then I just took it by a body shop on Friday, and I had a guy take a look at it. And I pretty much told him the same thing. He's like, yeah, I'm going to look up where to find a couple of these. I'm going to get you the back door, the bumper, and the lights. And he's going to give me an estimate today. And then once I get the estimate, I'm going to call up the guy's family and call him up and see what we can work out.
Don't learn anything about him. You don't want to hear his sob story, Kalen. You got to stand your ground, man.
That's good.
I'm worried about, like, I hate all these rules. Like, the guy's not insured, and Kalen just gets screwed over just for not doing anything. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Like,
You'll get him. He'll make it right.
What happens if they don't have insurance? I don't really know. Like, what the.
They can get cited by the cops, but you won't really have any recourse. Mm-hmm. You can take them to small claims court, but.
But that's already.
There is another form of insurance that, like, I could have got if I had paid more monthly, called an uninsured motorist, that you, like, apply to your insurance. And that's pretty much, if that happens, then your insurance company will still cover it. But again, that was extra fees, and I was just
paying them in my mind. That's crazy that you have to pay extra money just because you're worried that the other guy.
And the government.
Talking about insurance companies trying to make more money. I mean.
The government charges him for not having insurance, but Kalen doesn't get to see any of that. The guy who's victimized by that guy not having insurance, the government just takes the money. Like, he's going to get a ticket because you have to be insured in California. And he doesn't get helped out. It's bullshit.
Yeah, what is this? This is bullshit. This is complete. I really am bummed about it. When you were on the phone, I was just getting heated, like, just listening to you talk to the insurance guys about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really sorry, man.
That's all right.
It's a really shitty situation.
It's a hassle.
Yeah, but Kalen's still coming to work every day.
Yep.
Yeah, like a champ.
Brightening everybody's day still. Same way he does. Telling us not to worry about him.
Like I do.
Even now, he's telling us not to worry about him.
Don't do it. I'm fine.
I don't know. I can't help it sometimes, though. But I'm glad you're good.
That's the funny thing, though. Everybody, right after it happened, the one thing, like, everybody said to me was, like, I mean, normally, okay, you're fine. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine. I walked away. And they'd always do, like, a double or triple back. Like, is your neck okay? Is your back okay? I was like, yeah, it's fine. They're like, are you sure?
Wink, wink.
That was like, every single person. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm cool.
I mean, to be honest, that is a legitimate question, because there are times when that aching could come days later.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, if I got hit by a car going about the same speed as that motorcycle, I my back probably would be fucked up right now because I already have a bad back.
Yeah,
if it was I got impacted by a car, that probably would.
It was also lucky that you had your foot off the brake because I'm sure when he hit, your car absorbed some more of the force than it would have if it was just dead stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess so. Maybe it fixed your back, the problems you were having before.
I haven't really felt it since.
Maybe
it
fucked up my back.
Maybe you just got really good at pitching. You could pitch for
the
Chicago Cubs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah, that's a sequel.
We got to get a test here. Let someone get a baseball.
Yeah.
I'm not a baseball fan, so. Yeah, not really
into
the
baseball.
This is
a free paycheck, Kalen. Can you just...
We're trying to help you
here. He's too young. He's never seen that movie. He probably has no idea what we're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Pitcher's got a big butt.
No.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Rolling Garner!
I don't know the kid's name, but it's like a kid breaks his arm.
What's the movie?
Are you sure Dennis Quaid isn't in that movie?
He could be.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is definitely.
He's not in that movie. You're thinking of The Rookie.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a different movie.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Different movie.
very different movie.
Wait, what movie is like your childhood?
Sandlot.
Sandlot? Really? They came out around the same time.
Yeah, that's weird.
And they're both
baseball. He has older brothers. How about Mr. Baseball? Anyone seen that gem?
Tom Selleck?
Oh, yeah.
I love the old baseball movies. They were just so far-fetched and nothing like
what
baseball could ever be. Like, I grew up watching The Sandlot, Major League, Rookie of the Year.
Angels in the Outfield.
Not A League of Their Own. That's actually a real No, what's that movie where he owns the Twins? Little Big League. That's what I meant to say. Little Big League. Like, a kid owns the Minnesota Twins.
There's that one with the monkey who... Maybe it's just a mascot.
Matt LeBlanc?
The Matt LeBlanc movie?
Yeah.
Ed? Was it Ed?
Oh, I believe it was.
That is a monkey, isn't it? I'm getting really confused.
A chimp. It was a chimp.
Okay,
which I don't think they're the same. You can't say they're the same. Yeah.
I think there is another movie called Eddie.
There is.
Where Whoopi Goldberg is a coach of the New York Knicks.
That's 100% true. There is also a sequel to Ed. That involves a different kind of animal.
Whoopi Goldberg has a monkey, and they're both a doubles tennis team.
Air Bud 9.
Air Bud. Dude, there were so many of those movies.
They're the still first Air Bud them. Is great, though.
They're still making them. Air Buddies. That. They're little puppies
now.
Oh,
yeah. Air Bud's dead, right? I mean, that dog's dead. It has to be dead. So, yeah. Okay.
R.I.P. Air Bud.
So it's just, it's just continuing on. Unless it's like James Bond. They just have
I always felt bad for space that dog. Buddies. That dog actor just was getting... bopped in the face with a basketball the entire time. Take after take.
Yeah. All right, take 32.
Well, that one kid knew how it felt. They caught him at the gym with his dad, and his dad was just chucking balls at him because he couldn't catch. And you guys remember that? He was the coach of the team.
I've never seen Air Bud, to be honest. I think
it's coming back in pieces. I should thoughts. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Although, I worked out Ed and Eddie, though.
That was good.
The ultimate kid movie, other than... other than The Sandlot and D2.
I think I know where you're going with this one.
Space Jam?
No.
Everybody, that's my movie.
Space Jam!
I forgot it, yeah.
That's a good one. I wouldn't call it the ultimate kid movie.
Wait, what is it?
Little movie called Blank Check.
I love it.
Blank mother effing check.
$1 million. You'd never need
Mr. McIntosh for $1 million.
Did anyone see my Twitter on this in the last
three weeks.
Did you do the whole movie using emoticons?
No, I didn't. But I had to. Joy had never seen it, and I thought that was a travesty.
I've never seen it.
Kalen,
I've never even heard of
it. Double feature, Blank Check, Rookie of the Year.
Give
Richie Rich.
Give Kalen.
Oh, yes, fucking love Richie Rich.
Blank Check. That's Richie Rich. Richie Rich is excellent. Also, First Kid.
Excellent.
First Kid's good.
First Kid. First Kid is written by Gina Grad's boyfriend.
Yeah. When I found out he wrote First Kid, I liked Gina better.
Wow. Oh, so did I.
I didn't I already love her, and now I love you more. Kalen.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hashtag
Kid
Internet.
So Blank Check.
Yeah.
This kid.
Okay.
It's like the ultimate dream.
Got it.
What? I'll let Gary. Actually, Gary, give the log on because it's a lot more fresh in your mind.
Well, a young child with older brothers and parents who don't necessarily let him do the things that he would like to do ends up in a chance encounter with a businessman who gives him a blank check, for which he fills in $1 million on his computer, takes it to the bank, and the bank cashes it.
Because just so happens some burglars stole $1 million and put it into the bank.
That's correct.
So the burglars are going to come back, but their $1 million is gone.
Yeah, so now they're looking for the $1 million. Oh, yes. And this kid, Preston,
he goes
he's making
nuts.
It rain.
Buys a easily $3 million house.
It's a castle. It's literally a castle.
Straight up castle.
It has a racetrack and a pool in the back.
Batting cages.
Puts in a fucking water slide. Yeah.
Let's not forget a NASA board with 600 TV monitors all synced up with video games.
Yeah, the first VR helmet ever.
Yeah. If this movie came out now and was adjusted for inflation, it would be $1 billion
check. Yeah, you'd have $1 billion check.
Exactly.
And so he's just living the dream, but...
And tries to bang an FBI agent.
Yeah, see, but that's not the part that bothers me. There's this... So the FBI is, of course, involved, and the agent is this very pretty lady.
Joya would not shut up about this during the movie. She was like, this is uncalled for. This is sexual assault.
How old is this kid?
11.
No. 10. I think he's 9.
He's 9 or 10. And this FBI agent...
Easily in her late 20s.
And she's hot.
She's smoking hot.
She's hot. She's investigating, but she's undercover. So she's
undercover as a teller at the original bank. And that's how he hits on her, is he asks to open a... Before he gets the blank check, he goes to her and asks to open a bank account, and she says, you need $100, and he has to walk away embarrassed.
Yeah, and then she becomes undercover as a gold digger, because she gets involved.
She sees that $1 million paycheck, and she's ready to go.
Yeah, they go on a date, Kalen. He takes her on a date. They run through the fountain that comes out of the ground, at Universal City Walk, the things that just spray randomly.
Yeah.
And they're having a joyous time. They're getting soaked. It's super sexual.
Oh, she's wearing a white blouse that is completely wet by the end of it. You can't see anything, but it's clearly suggesting.
By the way, the fountains were definitely a metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also just going to throw this out here because this has not been brought up yet. One of the burglars, played by Tone Locke, who gets hit in the balls with a ball at some point, which is always funny.
I always thought it was Tone Locke.
Tone Loke?
I thought it was Tone Loke, too.
It probably is.
Oh.
Okay. I don't even know that.
Who's really well-known for his voice? So you think he gets hit in the balls?
No.
Oh, my God.
Ace Ventura. Did you see Three Ninjas?
Oh, yeah.
Not Three Ninjas, sorry. Surf Ninjas.
Not Surf Ninjas.
These are deep pulls, baby. I love it. Anyway, blank check is awesome. You got to watch
it. Tour.
That whole weird FBI agent thing, I think that's why we all have such fond memories of it. When we were 10, we're like, this is possible.
It was a dream. My third grade teacher and I had a very weird relationship after that.
I also realized in rewatching Catch Me If You Can recently that they portray Leonardo DiCaprio's character at just slaying adult pussy at 14.
I loved it. That's another reason I love that one. I was like,
can't do that these days. Those are the old days. You could be a 10-year-old.
At a certain point, Joya looks over at me and she goes, so this movie's just portraying that every chick that was in this era was just completely retarded and out of it.
Because Kalen, after they did the sexy run through the fountain, they sit down. He leans in. He goes in for the kill. The kiss. The lip kiss. She doesn't pull away.
He shoots.
She goes right in, too.
He scores.
He scores! Oh, my God!
Then he gets back in his limo and drops her off.
What a pimp. What a pimp. That was worth the whole check.
White stretch limo with a fucking big, fat hillbilly dude as his personal driver.
Still had money to spare.
I'll be honest, though. I mean, if I was in his shoes, I would have done all those same moves. Got the exact same things, arcade, just living the dream. Straight up living the dream. You could watch Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous at that age. Boring. This is what it was. This is what happens when you get $1 million.
There you go.
Except you don't have any friends to play with.
That's the moral of the story.
That is the moral. The money does not buy him happiness or friendship.
You get lost.
He was making out with that hot FBI agent at 10.
That's right. But you know, it's a little lonely up there.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Drew would not approve.
No, he would not.
Drew's
a killjoy.
Yeah, we shouldn't show him that scene. I don't want him to ruin that movie for me, but that is what I think
the only
of Blank Check, that's what I hold on to.
The only way you could ruin that movie for me is if they cut him into it. That movie is perfect. I don't care what he says.
Blank Check. Yeah, and just all he did was he knew computers. He knew how to forge
a
check.
He did not know computers. I believe he uses
Mr. Macintosh.
I believe he uses Apple.
So what's your name? And he went, Macintosh. He happened to have a Macintosh in front of him.
Yeah, Mr. Macintosh.
Really was.
I swear that movie is what revived Apple.
That was the beginning.
That was the turning point.
Yeah, Apple was it was going downhill. By the way, did you know, are they just getting rid of all anything now? Because podcasts, it's instead of iTunes podcasts, it's now Apple Podcasts.
No, they're getting rid of iTunes.
They're getting rid of iTunes. So iTunes Music is just going to be Apple Music, right?
It already is.
It already is?
But they're different apps at the moment, or there's...
The only way to get Apple
Music...
Are we
going to TikTok right now? Is it becoming TikTok?
No, it's not.
This is pretty mild TikTok. TikTok.
Tell us, Gary.
You get Apple Music through iTunes, but the prevailing theory is that they're going to abandon iTunes, and it will just be that app will now be called Apple Music, and it'll be how you manage the streaming portion of it as well as your own library of whatever.
I think that's smart.
Because they just changed it to Apple Podcasts as well for that reason.
Yeah, well, the thing is, what they didn't
Apple
do...
Apple Movies, Apple TV. Yeah. It's. I mean, I think some of the devices will still carry the i moniker for a while. Like, iPhone's certainly not going anywhere. They're not going to start calling it Apple Phone. That's just... I just don't see that.
They should just call it the Apple. Our new phone. The Apple. No?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I don't work there.
The simple.
But the thing is, because using that lowercase I and then putting any word after it, they should have trademarked that or patented that, because it's getting ridiculous. Like, everybody doing that now. I saw a billboard that was like, iLawyer. Yeah. iLawyer. Like, I'm a lawyer. You hurt? iLawyer. Go to iLawyer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, man. And that was like, that was his brand, iLawyer. Just a lowercase I and then the word lawyer. And everything. iBottle. iMat.
This is eye water cooler.
I saw eye weed.
Eye weed, yeah. And that just...
Eyeglass.
Throwing that little eye is just makes you hip instantly. Well, now it's dated. It's like an AOL address now. It's just dated
Gotta
now.
Gotta make an eye drop called the eye drop.
Oh. That's pretty good. The eye drop. I get down with that. Mm. All right. I'm glad I thought of it. Thank you. So anyways, Kalen, Richie Rich though, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, great movie.
Macaulay Culkin he had a McDonald's in his house. Oh, you guys hungry? I got McDonald's. I got a whole McDonald's here.
By the way, fully staffed.
A roller coaster in the backyard.
Fully staffed, which was weird.
It was a straight up like the one you'd see at the mall. Just like you just walk into it.
And... That must be a boring fucking job most of the day.
I hope he comes
Anyone
in.
Anyone coming in today?
By the way,
that little dick usually comes in right around lunchtime.
I don't believe for a moment that his dad would have picked up a call from him in a meeting with the President of the United States. That is bullshit. Yeah.
Unless he's like, why the movie. Fuck are you calling me? You knew better. No, you wouldn't
Excellent
do that for the
dad.
President.
What's it called again?
I'd be a terrible dad.
The dad alert system?
The dad alert system?
Yeah, what's the thing called that... It's like the whole crux of the plot towards the end. At the beginning, there's a way that that Richie Rich can communicate with his father, like a proprietary way that from his room, he can communicate with his dad's like fucking portable like sidekick type thing. You remember this, Matt?
Vaguely.
I'm not
as big of a fan of this one as you
me
guys
neither.
Are.
I'm really not.
I remember flying out of
basketball hoop in his room.
And he flew out of Mount Rushmore, right?
Richmore.
Richmore.
Sir.
How dare you?
They climb down the nose of one of them to escape. Yeah. And the laser that the architect was using to carve Mount Richmore is used against them.
Yeah.
The irony.
It's like that scene in North by Northwest, but better.
At the end, after everyone's safe, the mom is horrified that her face looks like that on the Mount Richmore.
Nice.
She's not too concerned that they almost just all died.
That's the moral of that
movie.
It's
all about the vanity.
Well, I've got some homework.
Yeah. I think everyone does.
So, yeah, just watch about little kids being super rich. And it is it's fun. I mean, just thinking about it, I remember loving all those movies. But Space Jam.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, I'm sad the Space Jam. Talk at squash.
First off, that soundtrack. Bro. Before we get to the visuals, the music.
Excellent.
I believe I can fly. I believe I could touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
Okay.
See me walking through that open door. I believe I can fly.
I can fly.
I can fly. Ah, that was nice.
That was good.
That was the first album I ever bought with Space Jam soundtrack on tape.
Mm-hmm. That was everything on that was good. I remember you could listen to that front to back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
Seal, Fly Like an Eagle.
Michael Jordan in his prime during his baseball years makes a movie. was he kind of just making fun of his baseball thing in that? Like, I mean, moving to baseball and how it was the wrong decision and how he had to go back.
Definitely. I mean, there was that scene where that catcher is telling him what pitch is going to come. That's amazing.
He still doesn't hit
curveball. Don't swing. I told you not to swing. I know. I missed it. Just
Fastball.
The weirdest lines.
Hit your fastball. That's Rookie of the Year. You got to watch that, Caitlin.
Got it.
Yeah, and then you'll get that quote. Then you listen back to this podcast like you always re-listen to them, and you will, it'll hit better, and you'll like it. I'm trying to introduce you to cinema here, Kaelin. 1990s kids movies, Surf Ninjas.
Where do I get these from?
I don't know. Flicks and Bean, though.
You're going to have to drop a few bucks. Let's just say that.
Ooh.
Start looking on Amazon. We'll give you a budget.
There's a weird theme in Space Jam, though, because they take, at halftime, when they're losing against the Monstars, they take Michael Jordan's secret stuff, and none of them ask what it is, and they just take the performance-enhancing drugs in the middle of the game without asking. It turned out to be just water, but they had no idea.
Yeah.
They were playing the Monstars, which, by the way, weirdly resemble LeBron James, like a little too much, right? Like some of those Monstar guys, don't you think? Like, they look like him. No,
I'm not touching this.
No, I'm not. It's not a racial thing at all. Like, he just,
I'm not saying it's a racial thing, but
like LeBron James doesn't seem human. Like, he just, like, how big his muscles are, how well he's built, how good looking he is.
He looks like the green Larry Johnson one. I agree.
Yeah. It looks like a Monstar. Like, I think of the Monstars. He crosses.
Why does your voice keep getting so high?
I don't know. Why am I sweating so much? You guys, I gotta go lie down with Dawson. I'll be back. I always thought
you
that
did get the exact same burger as him.
Oh, we did. We got the same order.
Yep.
Yeah, bacon cheeseburger.
Suckers.
Basketball Whatever. Jones.
Yeah, I don't really like bacon on my burgers.
Basketball Jones.
Of course you don't.
That's a fucking retarded take.
That's insane.
Unflickable.
I figured I'd throw it out there, though, because I don't think I'd said it. It's just that the bacon
flavor
kind
of We have some level of respect for you.
Burger.
Yeah, this is not Shea Bean.
No. Yeah.
All right?
That's absolutely
right.
I'll agree with you, Kaelin, on like the 50-50 burgers that are like half bacon, half beef, like,
I don't like
ground together. I don't like that. But a slice of bacon, not too much bacon, but a slice of bacon.
The flavor of bacon is so prominent that when you put it on anything, it then just becomes bacon with whatever else you're eating.
Yeah, it becomes awesome.
Sounds amazing.
Guys, I'm at a weird place in my life. The reason I want to talk so much about those 90s kids movies is because I think I'm getting really old now.
Oh, we are.
I'm well into my 30s. I'm 31. I guess for me, it's well in my 30s. And I've noticed something, like, this phenomenon's happened within the last 365 days.
You're only 31?
Yeah.
Because it's funny, I'm now remembering a time where I thought of you as younger than me, but I
am younger than you.
I know, but I don't think that anymore. Like, I think over time, as we've like grown closer and worked together more and more and more, like, you just seem like you're my age.
You're 32.
About
we're still less than a year apart.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but I remember when we first met, I thought of you. I thought of you as a younger kid than me. Which you're not. Like, we're very close in age. We're totally contemporaries. Whereas like Nick and Kaelin are younger than us.
It's because I'm really mature.
I'm older.
Yeah. Anyway,
I know you're older than Kaelin, but I'm just saying, like, you guys at least have a few years in between us, whereas me and Chris and Matt are all pretty much 1 year apart.
So, Gary, then let me see if you're where I'm at. And same with you, Matt, because you're in our age
contemplating
group as well.
Suicide.
Sure.
And Matt just got a can we talk about you getting a new place? Because I won't edit
this
out.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Matt just got a new place.
Yeah.
So your head's in this, but lately I live in an apartment.
I'm an adult. Yeah. I like bugs.
I'm an adult?
Bugs are gross.
Don't make me eat bugs.
I want to eat them.
All I look at now are houses. Like, everywhere I drive, I just look at houses. Like, that's a nice house. I like the way those pillars stand. I like that doorway. I like, and it's weird. Or whenever I go to a party, you know, hey, Jen, look at this kitchen tile. Isn't this nice? Like,
I mean, I will say I watch a lot more HGTV than I used to, and I do enjoy it.
Yeah, what,
for that reason.
I used to not care about that stuff. And I never noticed like the accent tables.
Well, you weren't in the market for that kind of stuff, but you were in the market for like toys and things like that. So that was the kind of stuff that you would obsess over.
Chris, correct Matt if he's wrong, but I'm not in the market for a house.
I'm not in the market.
I would like to be in that market.
Mentality-wise, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's just that I just hit that threshold. I've crossed it, and now everything I'm looking at, like all the houses I go to everywhere, I just look at it thinking, oh, that's a good idea.
And let me just be clear for a second. I do not own a house. I did not just get a place like I bought someplace. I'm not there. I am still renting. So
yeah.
I'm just clearing that up.
I think that's just our – I mean, it sucks. Like,
it's
think about
– kind of better. Because I live in a home that's
owned. A purchased
owned,
home, yeah.
And, I mean, when shit goes wrong, like, it'll fuck your week up.
Yeah.
Like – I mean, it's been like 18 months since this happened, but shortly after Joya moved in there, like, I was at a birthday dinner with my family that she was supposed to be meeting me at, and she swung home to change her clothes or whatever, and there was a huge leak out of our ceiling. And it's like, that's just...
That's not your problem.
That's just so stressful because it's 100% your problem. I mean, we still haven't completely fixed it. Like, we got... It doesn't leak anymore, but, like, there's still, like, stuff, like, drywall and shit that needs to be replaced. It's it's a huge pain in the ass.
Overall, though, I would rather not give that extreme amount of money every month to a stranger.
Absolutely.
That's true. But I think...
But
I mean,
it sucks when something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
But you still give it away for 30 years, and then also property tax. I fucking hate that property tax is a thing. You can never own your home, even if you paid off every dime you pay.
Yeah, but 100. Emotionally, it's still better to pay property tax and a mortgage. To know that if, like, the apocalypse happened, you could sell it and walk away with some cash.
Yeah. You need some cash to pay for all the bugs you're gonna eat when it happens, right?
This will be your fault if it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of cool, though. I like it. I like noticing that stuff. I guess I do. I mean, so if you guys want to send over a house, the address is at chrisloxamar.com.
Seriously.
Because I think I've crossed that threshold, and it's weird.
Yeah.
But... My eyes are peeled. I'm nowhere near financially speaking, but I mean, unless you know, a guy backs into my bike and then wants to pay for it with a blank check, and I can afford my own.
That's
$4
not about
million.
You. That's from the movie Blank Check, Kalen.
Oh, well, he did say back into his bike.
I know, that's why so I cleared it up.
Oh, yeah, you all, dude, you almost had like
me,
the.
I thought you mixed it up.
If they made a movie, what happened to you would be the opposite of
blank
check
into one.
How weird that that's exactly like the same premise as what happened to Kalen.
Except instead of a shady businessman, he had someone who was uninsured.
Yeah. You're not making out with any FBI agents anytime soon.
Oh, man. Sorry, Kalen.
What are you going to do?
That's such a weird thing. Just Google image that. Just turn
void
like
check.
Blank check kiss. You're gonna probably have to turn safe search off to see this, and it'll show you. And you're just gonna be in awe, and you're gonna want to watch that movie.
Do that at home with headphones in, not here.
Yeah,
it's gonna get you going.
Ah, damn it. We talked off the air about that, and it was hilarious, but they won't let me talk about it. before we get out of here, also Kalen, stop! The listeners hate this. Before we get out of here, Nick, you tweeted Nicholas Pickles.
I
you
did.
You bought some.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I thought we were making a new segment out of Nick Tweets.
What did Nick tweet today?
I just went from 6 to midnight.
Nick's tweets, baby.
I did live tweet an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond one time that was received with a ton of fanfare. They're asking for another. Yeah. It was months ago, so who knows?
The demand is high.
And by everyone, I mean Joya. Gary's girlfriend really liked that.
Cool.
She did.
Gary just did the cool, like, I'm going to have a taco.
Sounds like you guys got to work that out.
I will absolutely not be bringing that up because I can give a fuck. If she liked that, great.
She'll know. I'm sure she's got the alerts turned on next time it goes down.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what she has. No, as a matter of fact, I have, as you know, a ringtone of you for when you call me.
God damn.
Yes. But I accidentally, like, long ago, set that as the sound for an alarm and forgot which one it is. And I've got, like, a million alarms. So every, like, 6 or 8 weeks, Joy and I will wake up to you going, God damn, God damn, God damn, God damn. And it just never stopped. And it's the most, like, apparently it happened, like, last week and I was still asleep. And in my sleep, I reached for my phone just going, fucking damn it, and then turn it off and like went back to sleep. So I'm told by Joya.
How many alarms do you have? Like, what's your alarm setting ritual? Because I've trained myself to do one now. But before I would do 2 minutes before
I
woke up.
Oh my god,
Gary's scrolling. His,
no joke.
I'm just at 3 p.m. now.
He's scrolling.
He's still scrolling. He was scrolling fast.
There were
I mean,
less than 100 alarms.
But I don't understand. What?
I don't delete alarms. I don't know. It's just easier.
You could,
like,
edit them.
I can edit them, and I do edit them when I need to. But it's like, if I basically have one in there every 15 minutes for like the whole day. So when I remember I need to set an alarm, I just scroll to whatever that time is and click it on.
That makes sense.
Mine's the same way.
Because I can usually just remember what the alarm is without changing the name. So it's less clicks if I do it this way.
What do you need all those alarms for? I have an alarm to wake me up. That's it. Like, what? I don't
know. I set alarms throughout the day.
Gary's alarm goes off during, like, in the engineering room when he has, like, a call or when he, like, anything that he needs to.
I set them for calls. I set them, a lot of them for work. Like, if I have to, like, tweet stuff at specific times or, like, make sure the show is posted. Some of our websites are broken. So, even if I schedule the website to go live at a certain time, it won't. So, I have to remember to go online and force it live at that time. Like, I just have all kinds of recurring alarms and shit like that. Wow. But
do you set, like, waking up, what's your ritual? Like, but the night before, I mean, to wake up, do you set just one alarm?
I set one alarm, and then I set one, like, emergency, like, backup.
Just in case.
But, like, that's like, significant amount of time later.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, if the second alarm goes off, no shower, no, like,
right, exactly.
Like just throwing my shoes on, and I'm out.
In the car, go. Yeah, like, this is your drop dead.
That's your panic alarm.
Yeah.
I do that, too, sometimes.
But, I've had to. I mean.
Yeah, because there's no worse feeling than oversleeping or even just like waking up 3 minutes before your alarm your panic alarm goes off. That freaks me out too.
Here's the worst one was I slept through an alarm on the road with Adam in August, made it to the airport and ended up sitting at the bar having a drink with Adam in August, but was not allowed onto the flight I was originally on because I didn't make it to like the counter early enough by their like 45-minute standard or whatever.
Weird.
So they forced me onto a new plane after I complained and did everything I could. I mean, I didn't complain that much, but I like begged basically. They said no. I got all the way through security, got to the gate that Adam and August were at. They were not even boarded yet. The plane wasn't even boarding, and I just sat there and had a beer with them and ended up waiting another hour and a half to get on flight.
Damn.
That United sucked. Guy's lawyers is salivating at that story.
Seriously.
He's going to want to rep you.
That one's 100% on me, though, by the way. I'm not complaining about the airline or Adam and August or anyone. Yeah. That was my fuck.
What's your alarm sound?
Sometimes it's that. I've gone more away from the alarm, like the actual like air raid alarm.
The panic alarm, yeah.
Yeah. I only use that sparingly. I like ascending.
Yeah, just slowly waking up. I used to want those clocks that just they light the room, like if you would essentially black out your room with like your curtains, and then it was a light that mimicked the sun rising, and it would just slowly brighten up your room just so you naturally woke up. And like I've spent a lot of money on like iPhone apps just trying to like get into that, or like just like the slowly they track my sleep and all that, and now I just don't care.
Doesn't do shit.
Maybe it does, but it just doesn't. I didn't feel a difference.
Yeah. I don't do it anymore just because it's too much of a hassle, but my Apple Watch is great for waking up.
Oh, does it vibrate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good, especially if you're in bed with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good idea too.
Unless you have your arm around them and then it vibrates. Scares just, the shit out of them.
yeah.
I just had a dream I was tased.
Are you a snoozer, Matt?
No, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Where's your clock? On your nightstand?
No, it's just my cell phone alarm, which is right by my head, yeah. And then
so
it goes
you
off
could
once.
Reach it while you're horizontal?
Oh, absolutely, but it's no problem.
Yeah,
it just goes off, I get up.
I can't do that. I set my phone on the other side of the room, and I have to get up to turn that.
Have you seen there's an alarm clock with like three plastic shapes, and you set it by pushing the three down, and then when the alarm goes off, they're spring-loaded, and all three shapes will fly out all over your room, and the only way to turn your alarm off is to find all three pieces and put them back into the shapes again.
I like that one.
So you have to get up.
There's also one that's on wheels.
Kill you.
There's also one that's on wheels. It's designed to start making a sound and roll off of your... off of your nightstand and then just roll in a random pattern around your room so you have to catch it to turn it off.
Yeah. I feel so fortunate that I don't have to do any of that.
I hate all that, but I
get over
every
that,
time man. I oversleep, which is once every like 18 months, I definitely think about that.
And I mean, Chris, I had that clock that ran away from me.
I know you spend time in Orange County every now and then. It's like now sure. I live down there. Oversleeping is not like it used to be. I'll get here 15 minutes
that's
into
not
the
an
show.
Option.
Like, that's not... If I oversleep for a 10 a.m. Adam Carolla show and I wake up at 10, I'm missing the show.
Right.
I'm missing the entire show.
All right.
I'll get here as he's saying Mahalo. And that just sucks. It's intimidating.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Happened yet.
No snoozers here. I hear snoozing's terrible for you. That's why. So
When I was in college, I had a roommate who was a snoozer. And even on Saturdays and stuff, when he wouldn't have to get up till 1 o'clock and his alarm would start going off at 11:30 and I would just be like,
I would have fucking,
this is, and I mean, I eventually just told him and he understood. It's like, if you don't have to get up till 1, please do not set your alarm until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you just to have it going off.
You ever had a roommate set an alarm and like leave town and lock the door? Cause I've had that happen.
I've had the next door neighbor do that.
I've had that happen.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it, it took one day before I got tools and broke into his room.
But yeah.
I was fucking pretty pissed.
They don't have like a, like after we've been going for 40 minutes, like we'll just turn it off kind of thing.
Guess not.
Or like, we should probably send an alert to the police. Because yeah. This person is not responding.
Or do you, that happens to me. Like sometimes, like I'll wake up, I'll get in the shower, and I forget to disable my alarm that hasn't gone off yet because I woke up a little earlier. And right when I walk in the shower, that alarm is just blaring.
I did see an app that I thought was interesting for people if you're like trying to get off snoozing, where it set the alarm goes off, and you have to do like a fairly not like intense, but like a fairly complicated math problem to turn it off. Like, it'll just give you a random math problem every single time, and it's not this different answer every time. Yeah, so you have to wake up enough to, like, do the multiplication or division or whatever in your head.
Yeah, man, I'm not in school anymore.
That's what I was thinking when he was explaining the shapes one. I thought.
Plus, I'm Asian. I could do that in my sleep anyways, so like, that would just that wouldn't do anything. Sorry, man.
What if you had to make rice or something?
Yeah, oh, I could do that in my sleep, too. Yeah. Both hands. Yeah, multitask. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, snoozing's bad because You hit REM, or you're REM, the band. No, you hit REM.
That's a good alarm.
That would be a good alarm. You hit REM again, and then after you hit snooze, that's enough time for you to hit REM again. And then when you wake up, you're even more tired because your body just went into full hibernation rather than like kind of waking up again. So terrible. I think that's why it's at 9 minutes to avoid that, but I think it still happens. Hmm. Yeah, because it's weird. Snooze is exactly 9 minutes everywhere. Like that's the universal snooze. But no, well, anyways, that gets it. We'll stop there. I miss Dawson.
This
episode was a snooze.
No, it wasn't. Are you kidding me? This is the best. Bug talk, blank check.
Mr. Macintosh.
I want to see Amazon iTunes sales with blank check.
Just skyrocket.
See what happened after this. You know
Please
what I want to do?
Go review their movies with barking.
Let's do. I want to do like a lot. We should do our next live show just an airing of Blank Check, and we'll just talk about it. We all just sit down. We watch Blank Check together. We could pause. We can do whatever, and let's have everybody come over, and we'll do that.
All right.
Let's just do that here.
No, I want to do it with people.
We can do like our own riff track.
The listeners, yeah. The Bobo Boy Army. I want them. I want them there. All right. Well, anyways, before we get out of here, of course, we got to get our plugs in. Dawson, follow him at Dawson Angeles and tweet him any advice you have for Kalen. Matt, where can we go for you?
You can definitely follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier.
Oh, yeah.
And I also just going to throw out there, I started watching Orphan Black. That show's been on for a while, but it's on Amazon right now, and it's fucking great. So that's my other plug. Go watch Orphan Black. It's on
After
Amazon.
Blank Check, that is.
Yes, obviously that first.
Just kidding. Orphan Black, you were telling me about that. I haven't seen it yet.
You're not kidding.
I'm only in the first season.
I like it. I have seen one. I have not seen the other. So, yeah, that's where I stand. Kalen, where can we go for you, my friend?
Oh, don't worry about me.
We never do, but I secretly do. Gary, where can we go for you?
I don't know.
You've had all show to think about this.
I don't care. Go to DosAngeles.com. Check out his audiobooks. He's not feeling well, so let's put a little money in his pocket.
He has a big announcement coming up with his audiobooks, too, that he wanted to announce today. I will wait till he gets back because it's not my place to
do
so.
What, the Mark thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll announce it. I've been announcing it on shows for fucking 2 weeks now.
I know nothing.
Okay, there's a book from a prominent Corolla Digital podcast host coming soon in Dos Angeles' voice. I won't completely ruin it.
All right. We had nothing. Sorry, Dawson. Nick, where can we go for you?
Another Housewives podcast.
Plug. Don't say sorry, Dawson.
I know. He was going to do it anyways.
Season is really heating up, so just go get that.
The Housewives season is really heating up?
No, our season. The Housewives sucks. That show is bad.
No, it's gotten better. So, we'll talk about this off air, but like you're not thinking about it from the right context. It's going to be a fucking great season.
Is it?
I'm all in.
Oh, Gary watches it.
I fucking hated the first two episodes. The third episode, fucking...
I watched that one, but...
You don't have enough foresight.
Regardless, the content of Housewives pretty much has nothing to do with the content of our podcast. I think you can still find us funny a little bit. And another Bachelor podcast, we may be doing an emergency off season one. Bachelorette starts in May, so we'll be back soon. But former Bachelor Chris Soules killed a man, allegedly, DUI.
Then went and hid so that he couldn't be charged with DUI.
Yeah, fucking Iowa, man. So another Bachelor podcast, we might break down some of the guys they've introduced. Just give a little preview.
That's so crazy.
Check in with the listeners.
Yeah, and it's your Housewives podcast. Anybody can listen to it. You don't have to watch the show to really appreciate it, right?
Dude, the first 6 minutes of this last episode was the newlywed game with... Corolla drinks is Patrick Hickey. So it, nothing, that part had nothing
so
to do.
So no.
but I mean, we do talk about it in the chunk for the fans. We do talk about it in the chunk in the middle. And then Patrick wanted to introduce a little pop culture segment we call PMZ. Bum, bum, bum. It's for Patrick MZ.
Yeah. Oh.
Everyone got it.
Bum, 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 bum. Chris, what do you got?
I love that. First off, we didn't finish this out. The McClure's Pickles. Nick got some. Actually, thank you to all who've been tweeting at McClure's. And I think people have been buying them. And someone actually tried to send us some through the McClure's website, and it wouldn't let them.
But feel free to go to your local supermarket and then go to a UPS store.
All right.
Just saying.
Oh.
Still want some pickles. Shout out to
Shuey
on Twitter. I can't remember his real first name. I'll look it up. He sent us a bunch of chips, barbecue chips.
Oh, those are effing delicious.
Those things are pretty bomb.
Golden Flake.
Yeah, Golden Flake was the brand, and it was a giant fucking box. I'm looking for your name right now, sir. Hold on. Chris.
Oh, sorry. Someone's at the gate, and I can't open it with
Let's wrap it up. Let's go. App. Yeah, okay.
Dylan's got it. But
up this train.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. For me, please... a lot of good resume guests. We got Jackie Cation. She's a really fun comedian. Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. Megan Batoon. Buck Storm I just released. That's Dawson's buddy who did his audiobook. And also...
All right. His name's not on here. So Shuey, Shuey2100 on Twitter from Atlanta. Thanks a lot.
All right. There Appreciate you go. Today, this week's beer of the week was Swami's IPA. We have it all the time because it is so delicious.
And Pizza Port.
Pizza Port. Yeah, Pizza
Shout
Port.
Shout out to Casey.
Shout out to Casey and Dave Jusko for getting us this beer.
Dave, star of Adam Carolla and Friends Build Stuff Live, Jusko. He was. He That's was right. prominently featured in, yeah, was it the second episode?
He was in the audience, yeah.
It was, yeah. He
was in the audience answered. And he asked Adam a question.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then he got us beer. So thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
And also thanks to Vinny Tortorici. He actually gave me some Glenlivet whiskey, single malt scotch. What number is this? 12 years, and it's delicious.
He gave me some gorgeous stuff at Christmas, too.
Yeah, so thank you. That's what I've been drinking. And that is it. That is also, once again, Water Cooler, episode number 69 plus 1. We'll see you next week.
Is that the new nomenclature? 69 plus 2.